Hi, my name is Crystal Clark. I'm in WHV, the Valley of Death. We need all our recorders. We need to get somebody to get out. This is sadness. They blocked some of our calls from the radio station because we can't call. The radio station, we can't call. This is ridiculous. The doctor told my blunkie a couple days ago, it's nothing he can do for me until I get out of here, so I get supposed to sit here and suffer. He said, it's nothing going to work for me. I got to get home. How do I get home, sir? You got to put that in writing. You got to do something to that. My body is here. It's so rashes, fungus, hives, headaches, memory loss, nosebleeds. Everything you can even name, I can't even really eat it. I'm trying to think, so bear with me. I'm trying to think because I'm trying to talk so fast so I can get y'all to know everything. Shortness of breath, my heart, affect my heart and everything. I just wanted to let y'all know it's a lot going on in here, and I know every time I call and I talk and we talk, they listen to it because they came, when I was talking about the water, they came acting like they fist in the water. When I was talking about stuff, they act like it, they fist in it. It's a cover-up. How do you wash it? We have rolled you plenty of times. I have rolled you myself. And if you hearing this and you know somebody, we need help. Older people are sick. You won't let them go home. It's been 30, 40 years. What these people going to do? Y'all not treating their help or nothing. Y'all letting these people sit here and suffer and die. This lady walking around with her legs off, bruised up and fashion running out red all through her body, and y'all just let her walk around like this? These people live in feces because they don't change their diapers, and we got to go and after them in the bathroom, blood everywhere. They can't help themselves. They're not trying to help these people. They're not trying to help none of them. The warden, he needs to do his job. He needs to stop acting like what he's not caring about anything. We are getting penalized. The warden ain't doing nothing. Howdy Washington, the government. You got these officers, man. They know, hire some more. Don't nobody want to work here. They tired. Don't nobody want to work here. This place is terrible. Like, it's affecting them too. Like, it's crazy. These officers sit here with bags up under their eyes. They go sleep in their car because they get mandated a lot too. We need help, and I said the same thing over and over. Nothing is changing. No one is doing that. Y'all listen to the call, acting like y'all doing something. It's nothing is being done. Tear the place down. Get us some help. Spend the money that you're getting. Y'all make a whole bunch of money off us. Spend the money that you're getting on us. We barely have nothing. Give us some safe water. If you want to fix the water fountain, get us some bottles of water. Or give me my popcorn that y'all had for 7 months and everything. Let us buy our own. Retaliation already has been done. Whatever happened to me, whatever happened, I'm tired. It feels like I'm going to lose my life in here because they playing with my life. My life is in danger in this place. This is terrible. So terrible. They don't care about us. And man, this lady told me to go kill myself and what she was going to do to me. Like, she was going to hurt me. That's playing on my mind. You told me sick, hurt. Everything they saying, they helping, they what they doing, they are lying. That's all y'all talk about, lawyers and this. Let us say thank you to David and his whole team and everybody working. Thank you, David. We love you. We appreciate everything y'all do. No matter what happened, we do really appreciate y'all. But this is terrible what we're going through. People are scared to talk because they don't have families to stand up and report and stand up for them and call up here. So that's why they're scared to talk, because the system scare them. But let me tell you something. I have a good family out there, and they're not afraid to stand up for me. Didn't want to speak out because it's – be so much harassment, but now enough is enough, man. So we just want to say thank you. Thank all y'all for answering our call. Thank y'all for the letters. You know, if we didn't get your mail, y'all know why, but we really appreciate you, and we appreciate the lawyers, everybody, but we need help. It's something else got to be done in here. But thank y'all so much. Thank you so much. Keep us in your prayers. This is sad. I want to break down so bad, but I'm so tired. I don't think I got no more tears in me. I cry every day. This is crazy.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.